Shalom to everyone. So as we're now in the Yemei Sefirat HaOmer, I'd like to bring out an unbelievable point. As we know, just Pesach is the Zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We went out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was in a very, very tough situation, as it's brought down that they were in the Memteh Shari Toma, and if the Rebbeinu Shalom would have not taken them out then, Rachman al-Islam, they could have entered the worst. The Rebbeinu Shalom took them out right before that. What happened was they reached Madrigas, unbelievable. They went from the Menta Shari Tuma, they went all the way up until the Nun Shari Bina, basically. Which means to say that they reached the highest Madriga that a Yid could ever reach. Now what happened? Rabbeinu Shalom said, I gave you Madrigas because I wanted you to become Am Hashem. Now, what happened is, after they went out of Mitzrayim, which is basically from when they started counting Sfira, from the second day of Pesach, they sort of went back down. Now that Rabbeinu Shalom said, you're going to reach all the levels that you reach now, you're going to reach it on your own. And that is the inyan of Sfira. After Sfira Sa'omer, basically every single Siddur, I believe, has it today, there's a Nusach that's brought down, which most of Klal Yisrael probably says, is a nusach how we become the Torah, the Kaddish, the Kedusha Shalmaila, and we mention all the different midas that there are basically seven midas. It's Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid, Malchus. Now basically these midas are really Alpi Kabbalah, but on a simple level, and again, as most of Klal Yisrael really says it, so obviously there's a major, major connection to Sefiras HaOmer. Many of them even say the actual meat itself, chesed shebechesed, chesed shebenetzach, all these different things. So I'd like to explain the idea of it and how through all these midas, Klal Yisrael reached that unbelievable madrega when they got to Kabbalat HaTorah and Shavuot, and that's what every single Yid really has to reach, and that's the Avodah during Yemei Sefira. The Talmud Devaira, which is from the Hilchos Ramak, his whole Sefer is pronounced on this, and he goes through the Pasuk, and Micha, Mikel, Kamoicha, Nisi, Ovin, Vairib, Alpesha, Lesheris, Nachlose, Lehexik, Lahadapa, Kechofit, Chesedu, Yoshevi, Rachamein, Yichbishavin, and Sain, with Sashbat, Matulis, Yom, Kol, Chatoisam. And he goes over there and he explains every single Midah is connected to Yudgim Midas, and he explains how it's for us to emulate. Adam, Tarach, Lizdamis, Lekainai. Says, Gemaris, many places over Shas, Mahu Rachom, Afata Rachom. The idea is that we have to be emulated, we have to connect, and we have to try to reach on our level the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is chesed. Rabbeinu Shalom is every single thing. Now let's focus on chesed for a second. And that's the way he explains the Mikael Kamoicha, the Nesi Ovein. We'll focus on Nesi Ovein for a second. He says, if you think about it, when Rabbeinu Shalom is mechaper in our Averis, he says, Nesi Ovein, a person, Rachman Shalom, doesn't Avera. So Kavyachol, Rabbeinu Shalom could say, okay, it's your fault. You do that avera, but every single avera needs the einish right away. It's your fault. But Afal Bekein, Rabbeinu Shalom is noisy oven. Kavyachol, he holds the oven, he holds it up, and he says, okay, I'm going to hold on to it, and I'm not going to do anything because I'm going to wait until you're going to do tshuva. So that's the biggest chesed that Kavyachol, Rabbeinu Shalom, could approach to us. That means chesed is, Rabbeinu Shalom says, even though you went against me, your mamish went against me, but Afal Bekein, I'm going to hold it up because I'm going to hope, and I'm going to wait and wait until you do tshuva. So our avodah is to be able to connect to that and to go out of our way to do chesed to someone else. If someone does something to us, let's not focus on what he did. Let's focus, okay, he made a mistake, he this, he that. The end, he'll be meichel me, he'll ask me for mechila. So every single midah is for us to connect to that. Chesed, gvura, that means sometimes a person has to realize even chesed has to be balanced because we can't have chesed on rishayim. We can't have chesed on a bikurus and people who are against Torah. That's where Gvura comes in, to be able to balance that. And as we go through every single midah, the midah of Tiferes is that balance. Tiferes literally means yoifi, beauty. That means the connection between chesed and Gvura is Tiferes, the balance. Netzach is another midah, which is Nitzchiyus, which is Ein Sof, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Hoid is considered Aaron HaKoyen, which Aaron HaKoyen was Oyev Shalom V'Reidiv Shalom. Yisoid has to do with Kedusha, and then we come to Malchus, which that's the epitome of everything. Malchus is the biggest connection that we have to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And the last day of Sfira is called Malchus Sheba Malchus. That's the 49th day, and then we reach the Yom HaNun Yom HaChamishim, which is the day of Kabbalah Satayra. So when we go every single day, is connected to another thing. There's Milus of Chesed, Chesed of Gvura. And it's an amazing thing when we realize this, and that's back to the time of the Vayra in Perek Aleph, how he goes through every single Midah. The Mikael Kamoicha, the Nasi Ovain, Over Al Pesha, the Rabbeinu Shlom Kav Yochel is Over Al Pesha. And the Rabbeinu Shlom, and there's a very important message that he says over there, which the Rabbeinu Shlom could say, what happens is every single time a person does an Avera, he creates a Malach HaMashkes. He creates a Malach, a bad Malach, and that Malach sort of holds on and wants the Rachman al-Islam do the worst to a person. So the Rabbeinu Shlom Kav Yochel tells the Malach HaMashkes, wait up, wait up. And Rabbeinu Shlom Kilu holds him on and says, no, wait, wait, this person's going to do tshuva. And Rabbeinu Shlom waits and waits and waits until Rabbeinu Shlom does tshuva, until the person does tshuva, and he's mechaper on his Avera. So that is what the Yemei HaSfira is. The Yemei HaSfira are all the days how we're connecting to the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we connect to that, and the more we realize how much chesed we have to have, it's important in so many different things that happen, either in our daily life, it could be in our family, it could be with our chabrusas in yeshiva, it could be with so many different things, how many times there's all kinds of things that occur. But if we realize, 1 second, now we're in the Yemei HaSfira. Let's understand, the Rabbeinu Shlom is Mahu Chanun Af Ato Chanun, Mahu Racham Af Ato Racham. The Rabbeinu Shlom is the biggest Baal Chesed, the biggest Baal Rachamim, and the Rabbeinu Shlom gives us everything in the world. So we have to constantly thank the Rabbeinu Shlom, constantly understand that whatever the Rabbeinu Shlom does for us is L'Toiva, and that's all the Rabbeinu Shlom wants from us, is our Toiva. I'll mention another interesting point, and that's the inyan of giving Shvach V'Yadah to the Rabbeinu Shlom. It's brought down that in Hallel, we say 6 times Hoidu, meaning we say by Hoidu L'Hashem Kitev Kelelam Chasdai, and we say it over 4 times, before Menah Meitzah, and at the end of Hallel another 2 times. But the word Ono, which is a Tefillah, Ono Hashem Hashiyano, we say 4 times. Ono Hashem Hashiyano twice, Ono Hashem Hashlichano twice. It's brought down that a person constantly has to thank your Rabbeinu Shlom more than Tefillah. A person needs both. You need Hayda ala Avar and Tefillah ala Asid. But it's sort of verses 60 versus 40. If you think about it, it's 6 times Haydu and 4 times Ana. That means 60% Shvach Vayda and 40% Tefillah. Of course, a person needs both, but the more Shvach Vayda we give, and the more we mshabeach the Rabbeinu Shlom, and thank the Rabbeinu Shlom for our daily living in every single aspect of a person's life. I know many people that have this minig every single day, either to themselves or they'll have someone that they'll do it with. They thank the Rabbeinu Shlom for every single thing that happened. The basics, and even the basics, if we think about it, everything the Rabbeinu Shlom gives for us, you constantly thank him for making me alive, thank him for doing everything for me. And the more a person does that, the more the Rabbeinu Shlom Kav Yochel gives back. It says that Rabbeinu Shlom Kav Yochel is Mavir Amidaisav. That the Chavetz Chaim talks about it, Milchus Lashon Hara. One of the reasons why we have to be Nizam Lashon Hara, because Rabbeinu Shlom says, okay, you're Nizam Rav Mechavera, you're Kilo Maver Amidoisav, you're not going to talk bad on someone else. You're going to go out of your way to talk good on someone else. Kav Yochel, Rabbeinu Shlom says, okay, I'm going to do the same to you, and I'm going to always look upon you. Rabbeinu Shlom shall help that we should be Zeichet to take all these Midas HaSfira and always connect to the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for that we should be Zeichet to go through the Yemei HaSfira until Shavuos. We should be zeichet to be makabel the Torah, and to be zeichet to have all the 3 amudei ha'olam, which is Torah, Avoda, Gemilus Chasadim, and with that we should take be zeichet to have a true emes kabbalas ha'Torah through the Yemei HaSfira, and like it says in that tefillah at the end of Sfira, ve'etoyer ve'eskadish b'kedusha shel ma'ila. We're now in Parshas Kedoshim. Ramban says kadish asmucha b'mutilach. That's the inyan of, even though it's not a chiyah, but Ramban learns it as part of a mitzvah saseh gedeshim tiyah, that a person should go out of his way to do things, to be makadim himself, even in things that is technically mutter, either it's the hiris in the yoni achila, whatever it is, to have that milus hakedusha, to go out of your way, not to have the best thing that you always want. That's, you know, kadish hasuwa mutaloch, and takav es ko'am, the toyer ves kadish bikdusha shol milo, you should be zeichet to nitzchei, nitzochim, Mashiach is keino, meherav yameinu amen.